For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. A dozen women in the Davis County Detention Center are rehearsing for a March 26th performance that's part of the Owensboro Symphony's Music on Call Community Engagement Program. Rhonda Miller reports the symphony got a grant from Owensboro Health to bring a choir director into the jail and have the inmates bring the music back into the community.
I've been walking the same old road for miles and miles.
One woman in this choir at the Davis County Detention Center who says she's no longer planning to walk the same old road that landed her in jail is 54-year-old Jennifer Blaisdell. She says she's finding a new path, including singing with a group for the first time.
I'm the only one for myself who came. I tried to get a couple other people to come. They're like, oh, I can't sing. Neither can I. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. But I tell you what, this has been the most uplifting thing. I've been here 3 months to the day, and this is probably the most uplifting day I've had.
Blaisdell says singing with the group is giving her a chance to express gratitude.
God has given me so much. You know what I mean?
I think people might say, here you are in the detention center, and you just said, God has given me so much.
Yes.
And they would say, what do you mean by that?
Grace and mercy. Grace and mercy.
Blaisdell says some things she lost are now being returned.
My children, you know, they're grown and have families of their own. And now I talk to them, text them back and forth, and they send me pictures of my grandkids, and I miss them.
You didn't see them before?
Mm-mm. And today I do.
30-year-old Amber Stepp says her life was spinning out of control, and being in jail stopped the downward spiral.
I mean, I can honestly say jail has saved my life.
That's right.
I was IV drug user, about died several times, and I'm truly blessed to be sitting here alive right now.
Chaplain Emil Herzog is part of the national nonprofit Good News Jail and Prison Ministry. Herzog says he launched the inmate choir program several years ago, and the value is obvious.
I can tell on their faces that they're glad to be together and singing. There's just something about singing.
Research confirms that something about singing is good for mental and physical health. McGill University neuroscientist Daniel Levitin, author of the book This Is Your Brain on Music, said singing releases endorphins, the feel-good chemicals in the body that reduce stress, anxiety, and depression. Singing with a group has also been shown to release oxytocin, a hormone that produces a sense of bonding with others, like when a mother bonds with her baby. Herzog says the choir's performance at the spring banquet is not just a benefit for the inmates.
I think it's an encouragement to the community, too, that they like to see what's going on behind the walls.
Art Maglinger is the Davis County jailer.
A few years back, I attended the Good News Jail and Prison Ministry Banquet, and that was the first time I got to hear the ladies singing in the choir, and I'm very supportive of it. I think it's a great program.
Kathy Mullins is the choir director contracted by the Owensboro Symphony to lead the jail project.
Music is a gift, and music gives hope. It brings life. And so we are so fortunate and blessed to have a jailer open to this program and to bring music in and see the smiles and the love and the life and the tears and the laughter. We become a family.
29-year-old Anna Gamble says the performance at the banquet reminds people outside the jail that we're all part of the human family.
We get to be able to show the community that although, yes, we are wearing an inmate shirt right now, mm-hmm. we mess up, you know? But it doesn't mean that we're not children of God. It doesn't mean that we're not in here living.
Gamble says the singing speaks for itself.
It sounds literally amazing. We are God's choir right now.
That's right.
We're shining.
Gamble and the others in the choir say in between the weekly rehearsals, they're going to keep singing. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.